Hello, I'm Nora from the Talking Information Centre, June 8th, 2026. I'll be reading from Wirecutter for Consumer, dated today. Our first article is, Forever chemicals are in more than half of America's tap water. Here's how to reduce your exposure. And the writer is Tim Heffernan. 1. Figure out whether your water contains PFAS. If you get your tap water from a utility, then you are entitled under the Safe Drinking Water Act to see a Consumer Confidence Report, or CCR. These reports list which substances have been found in a utility's water and at what concentration. You should receive a CCR prior to or with your July water bill each year. If you do not, call your water utility and request that one be mailed or emailed to you. As of May 2026, the EPA has enforceable limits, referred to as maximum contaminant levels, or MCLs, for 6 PFAS. Not all water utilities monitor their PFAS yet. Those that don't have until 2027 to comply. But many water utilities have been doing so for years, either voluntarily or to comply with state regulations. Some test for more PFAS than the 6 required by the EPA. In May 2025, the EPA announced its intent to rescind the MCLs for 4 of the 6 PFAS, but at the time of writing, it has not done so. If your municipality isn't yet testing for PFAS, or if you get your water from a private well, you can use a home test kit. For more on that subject, see our guide. This kit tests for 14 of the most common PFAS. And of the reports from the dozen plus home kits we've tested, tap scores are the most clearly explained. Reading a CCR can be a bit confusing, so here's a quick primer. In news articles and everyday speech, PFAS limits are usually given in parts per trillion, or PPT. But test measurements are typically expressed as micrograms per liter, or UG-L. That's equivalent to parts per billion, so the numbers look different. For example, a measurement of 4 parts per trillion, that is the EPA's maximum contaminant level for PFOA and PFOS, would be written as 0.004 UG-L on a CCR. That is 0.004 parts per billion. Handily, you don't have to do any calculations to change one unit to the other. To convert a UG-L reading to parts per trillion, simply move the decimal point 3 places to the right. And to convert a figure from parts per trillion to UG-L, move it 3 places to the left. Number 2. Invest in a water filter. After you've confirmed that PFAS are present in your water, you can then decide what to do next. Many home water filtration systems do an excellent job of reducing the amount of PFAS in your water. We have tested 4 water filter categories, and all of our recommendations are certified to NSF-ANSI standards for the reduction of PFAS. The certification standards, test methods, and required test lab accreditations are all extremely rigorous, which is why we use them as our chief criteria when choosing candidates for our evaluations. Below are our picks in each of the 4 filter categories, arranged in order of cost from lowest to highest. This model has more than 30 NSF-ANSI certifications, including 2 PFAS, and it's rated to last 6 months between replacements. But like all pitcher filters, it can clog up. The Brita Elite is the company's best performing filter. It's NSF-ANSI certified for more contaminants than any other gravity felt filter we've tested. They include lead, mercury, cadmium, PFOA, and PFOS, and multiple industrial compounds and emerging contaminants that are increasingly found in tap water. It's also rated to perform for 120 gallons or 6 months, which is 3 times the rated lifespan of most pitcher filters. For convenience, buy it as a package with Brita's Everyday Pitcher, the company's most ergonomic and easiest to clean, or the Ultramax water dispenser, which has enough capacity for a thirsty household. With 70-plus NSF-ANSI certifications, including total PFAS, the PUR Plus system is the top-performing faucet-mounted filter we've tested. The PUR Plus faucet-mounted filter is NSF-ANSI, certified for more than 70 contaminants, including total PFAS, lead, mercury, microplastics, many pesticides and industrial chemicals, and multiple emerging contaminants. Over months of heavy testing, it proved durable and never developed leaks or other hardware problems. And its built-in flow meter and indicator light alert you when it's time to replace the filter cartridge. This filter is easy to install on a standard faucet, but be aware that no faucet-mounted filters will work on faucet with integrated pull-out sprayers. This filter is certified for 2 PFAS and more than 70 contaminants in total. It has an 800-gallon lifespan, fast flow, and a sediment pre-filter to minimize clogging. The Aquasana AQ-5300 Plus Max Flow Undersink Filter, also known as the Clarium 3-stage Max Flow, has a preliminary sediment filter, which the EPA says improves the effectiveness of the subsequent activated carbon and ion exchange filters. The pre-filter also helps prevent clogging, which is a common complaint with undersink filters. This model is NSF-ANSI certified. ANSI certified to reduce PFOA, PFOS, and more than 70 other pollutants, including lead, mercury, industrial compounds, and emerging contaminants. Installation is fairly straightforward, as long as you're comfortable with simple plumbing upgrades. But be aware that the 5,300 plus delivers water to a separate faucet included with the filter. So you may have to drill a new hole in your counter for the faucet, or you may need to swap out an existing accessory like a side sprayer or detergent dispenser. Certified and tested to reduce lead, forever chemicals, and other contaminants, this filter is user-friendly and it won't take up counter space. The Undersink Cloud RO is our top pick reverse osmosis filter. It's certified to NSF-ANSI Standard 58 for the reduction of total dissolved solids, which include PFAS. The company has also had the Cloud RO independently tested to NSF-ANSI standards for the removal of PFOA, PFOS, and other contaminants. As we require for third-party filter testing, Cloud RO shares the test results and identifies the testing lab, SGS, a major international certification firm. Before you buy, however, see our guide to reverse osmosis filters. They are all expensive and bulky, and the undersink varieties can be challenging to connect to plumbing, so they often require professional installation. The best hangers: Dori Shevlin, Gregory Han. Why you should trust us. Dori Shevlin is a senior staff writer at Wirecutter, covering all things home and decor. She has spent her entire adult life trying to properly store her clothes in rental apartments with two small closets. Gregory Han is a longtime Wirecutter contributor and a Los Angeles-based design and lifestyle writer. He's advised countless readers about storage and decluttering strategies, and he once shared a studio apartment and small single closet with his wife. For this guide, we did the following. 1. We researched over 45 different hangers and tested 22 of the highest rated and most recommended models. 2. We interviewed professional organizer Beth Penn of Beneteau Bar, B-N-E-A-T-O, Sean Crowley, former senior designer at Ralph Lauren and owner of Crowley Vintage in New York City, and Kirby Allison, founder of luxury hanger brand Kirby Allison. How we picked and tested. The best hanger should store and maintain garments without stretching, creasing, tearing, or changing the original shape of your clothing. Hangers come in a dizzying multitude of shapes, sizes, and garment-specific designs. We focused on standard general use hangers, but you can also find our picks for hanging plants, skirts, and suits in our other good hangers section, along with a couple of specialty hangers. Here are the criteria we considered. A fit-all approach. We looked for hangers that would suit most garments. According to Sean Crowley of Crowley Vintage, it's if you can have a dozen hyper-specific hangers for specific garments. But it works just as well if you find a single hanger that can serve 99% of your wardrobe. Non-slip features and materials. We looked for shapes, materials, and features that kept garments from sliding off hangers. Professional organizer Beth Penn recommends wooden hangers with metal hooks, which last longer than their plastic equivalents, and strap notches, like our top pick. Space-saving features. Hangers with swivel necks offer easier organization in a small closet. Tiered hanging features can also extend a closet's capacity, but can complicate access too. We also tried folding hangers, which fold in half along with your garment, so you can put a shallow closet to good use. Durability. We looked for hangers that would last for years without any material degradation or breaking. For flocked hangers, the ones textured to feel like velvet, we kept an eye out for any that broke easily or shed excessively. All flock hangers will shed somewhat, but we eliminated any that shed too much. We pulled pant bars and hooks with reasonable and unreasonable force to assess sturdiness, and we carefully inspected each hanger for sharp edges, exposed hardware, and any wonky construction. We hung clothes on all of the hangers, and we took them on and off closet rods dozens of times over weeks of testing. We tested clamps on fabric and on the meatiest parts of our palms to see how strong they were and whether they left indentations on clothing. We twisted the hooks around and around to make sure they wouldn't snap off. We weighed them down with heavy coats to assess their strength, and we rubbed velvet hangers between cotton to see how much their flocking shed. And, of course, we also used them in our daily lives to get a sense of real-world experience. Top pick. Proman Products Cascade Hangers. These hangers are lightweight, well-constructed, and affordably priced for wood. But you can't get fewer than 50 at a time. Our favorite all-purpose wooden hangers, the Proman Products Cascade Hangers, have been a pick for nearly a decade, thanks to their durable construction and versatile shape. These hangers are also sold on Wayfair under the label Rebrilliant. Why it's great. They handle different garment types and many at once. The Cascade hangers are sturdy enough to support heavy coats and pants, but they also have shoulder notches for slim strapped dresses or tops. The smooth wooden finish and rounded hook ends prevent snagging, making these hangers well suited for a large range of clothing and fabric types. The swivel hook on each has a built-in loop for space-saving tiered hanging, so you can connect several hangers in a row. They're made to last for years. The Cascade hangers have been a pick since 2016. In that time, we've heard almost no complaints from readers and staff. One staff member uses them to hang wet clothes to air dry, and even they haven't experienced wood warping or any finish peeling. Compared with other wooden hangers, the Cascade's pant bar flexed less than when we pulled on it. You may never need another hanger again. At around $190 per hanger, the Cascade is definitely not the cheapest wooden hanger, but it's cheaper than other similar quality hangers. It's a great value considering you may never need to buy hangers again. Flaws, but not deal breakers. The Cascade is available only in packs of 50, which isn't ideal if you need just a few hangers. Unlike some ribbed or felted pant bars, the Cascade's pant bar is slick, so pants can sometimes slip off. But this is an issue with most wooden hangers. While the Cascade has standard width shoulder bars, half an inch, they are probably still too slim for long-term use with expensive suits or coats, where you want to prevent any denting. Budget picks. Amazon Basic Slim Velvet Hangers and Costco Flocked Hangers. Available in different quantities and colors, these space-saving, ultra-trim flocked hangers keep garments in place and don't cost much. But like all velvet flocked hangers, they can shed. These hangers are as great as the Amazon pick, except they don't have a notch for straps and they don't come only in packs of 100, but at an even lower price per hanger. The Amazon Basics Slim Velvet Hangers offer the best combination of price and quality for a space-saving, non-slip hanger. Costco's flocked hangers are equally great, except they don't have a notch for straps, and they come only in packs of 100. Why it's great? They're well constructed. The swivel hooks on the Amazon Basics hangers are securely attached and smoothly finished, which means no snagged clothing. All of the flocked hangers we tested shed somewhat in our rub test, but the Amazon Basics and Costco hangers were the least guilty of this. The Amazon Basics hangers come in several colors. The Amazon Basics hangers come in a few flocking colors and three swivel hook finishes, which is more than for any hanger we tested. If you're concerned about the velvet finish rubbing off on any clothes, it's helpful to pick flocking that's closer in color to the clothes you're worried about. That way, if the flocking does shed, it should at least blend in. The Costco hanger comes only in black. The Costco version is a great deal in bulk. Costco's flocked hangers work as well as the Amazon Basics, though they lack notches for straps. We didn't miss them, given the grippy surface, and come in only black. But you can buy them in packs of 100. At about 35 cents each, the best value of any of the flocked hangers we tested. Flaws, but not deal breakers. The clinginess of flocked hangers can make it hard to take some fabrics, such as cotton, on and off. Like all of the plastic flocked hangers we tested, these will snap if pulled too hard. We wouldn't trust them with heavy coats. You shouldn't place wet clothes to dry on these hangers since the flocking can shed or become less grippy over time. Upgrade pick. Mawa space-saving hangers. These German PVC-coated non-slip steel hangers are expensive, but they're well-built and beautifully designed, and they come in several shapes and colors. The steel and rubber-coated Mawa space-saving hangers are ultra-slim and keep slippery clothes from falling off. Why it's great. They are grippy and durable. The Mawa hangers have a streamlined steel rod design and grippy PVC coating that lasts for years. Our tester has been using the Euro and pant hanger since 2018 and has seen no sign of wear or sticky residue on the coating. And unlike what we've seen with some other slim hangers, There's no excessive creasing on any clothing. Clockwise from top left, a Mawa silhouette hanger, a Euro hanger for shirts, and a Euro shirt and pant hanger with pant bar and hooks. Mari Williams-NYT wire cutter. They make closet organization easy. Despite their very narrow build, these hangers do have a hook that swivels for easy closet organization. And if you're really tight on space, Mawa sells connectors to link hangers together for tiered waterfall hanging. They come in multiple styles. The Mawa hanger is available in a variety of styles, including the Euro, whose downturned arc shape prevents shoulder denting in knit fabrics. The Silhouette, which has the better-known shoulder-shaped profile, a pant hanger, and a hanger for draping scarves, belts, or ties. Both the Euro and Silhouette hangers come with or without the pant bar. Flaws, but not deal-breakers. The standard Euro or Silhouette without a pant bar is about $30 for a set of 10, around $3 per hanger, compared with about 50 cents per hanger for our budget space-saving pick. Like most non-slip hangers with either a rubber or velvet coating, these hangers can sometimes be too grippy for certain fabrics, like cotton or synthetic blends. Other hangers worth considering. Beyond the standard hangers we tested for this guide, we evaluated several specialty hangers, built particularly for pants, skirts, and suits. We also assessed hangers that fold in half, as well as designs for those who prioritize a touch of whimsy. Here are the best in those categories. For pants, we tested 10 pant hangers with pants of nearly every weight and fabric, and the space-saving Mawa KH1 pant hangers come out on top. The PVC non-slip coating has just the right amount of grip to hold a variety of fabrics securely in place, sans end hook. Yet pants still easily come off without sticking, which often occurred with other rubber-coated models we tested. For skirts, of the three models we tested, the Mawa K30D clip hanger impressed us the most, thanks to its narrow, non-slip clips and build quality. Mawa's clips feel secure, and they also take up slightly less space than those of the competition. For suits, the Kirby Allison Luxury Wooden Suit Hanger hits the highest mark for construction, materials, and detailing. For perfect alignment within your suit size, you can choose from four widths, each featuring a sloped shoulder flare that mimics the body to better maintain garment form. However, these hangers are big and heavy. Each one takes up about the same width as five Proman Products Cascade hangers aligned side by side. And they are considerably expensive at over $30 for a single hanger. For small spaces, after testing folding hangers from two companies, we think Yetch the coat hanger is a genius, albeit expensive, solution, consisting of a grooved bamboo rod, two colourful anchors, and a set of metal hangers. Choose from 12 or 24. The Yetch can be installed in an entryway, the back of a door, or a shallow closet, where it takes up only half the width of a normal hanger. Unlike the more affordable plastic folding hangers we also tested, the Yetch's hangers fold and unfold smoothly with a plastic hinge that doesn't trap fabric. For a touch of whimsy, if you have an exposed closet or garment rack and you want to add some colour to your closet, we love the neon huge translucent acrylic staff hangers. Each hanger is super sturdy with a smooth ball end hook and non-slip notches. And there is a smiley face where the hook meets. Though these hangers are pricier than our other picks, we suspect they'll make you smile too. The competition. This is not a comprehensive list of everything we've tested, just what's currently available. General purpose hangers. Our home editor has been using IKEA boomerang hangers since late 2007 for everything from winter coats to blazers to silk shirts, with neither an issue nor a complaint. But in comparison with our top all-purpose pick, price reflects quality. In our testing, we found a rough wooden finish, inconsistent construction, and a weakly secured pant bar to be common. Kirby Allison's very expensive women's blouse and sweater hanger with clips, profile B1, is designed with a smaller shoulder width and a sharper arm angle. The 1.15-inch shoulder flare is flocked at the ends, and the notches are covered in felt flocking to further prevent slipping. This hanger also has clips for skirts with ribbed rubber clamps. It is a beautiful, fine garment hanger for delicate blouses. But at $22 each at the time of publication, the Profile B1 is not worth it for most people. Non-slip hangers. The Container Store's non-slip velvet hangers perform just as well as our pick from Amazon Basics. And we like that you can buy them in similar quantities, a case of 10. They also come in two design options, shirt with no pant bar or suit with pant bar. But they're a little more expensive and harder to find in stock. We also noticed that shortly after we purchased ours, the reviews have gotten significantly worse. We were hopeful that the hangers.com flocked wood top hanger with dash notches could be the Goldilocks of hangers. The sturdiness of wood with the grippiness of velvet. The wooden part feels sturdy enough, but the hook looks unfinished, feels loose, and has sharp edges that can catch. The stem of the hook is also very short, and these hangers are about seven times more expensive than the Amazon Basics pick. We used to recommend the Joy hangers, and they're still a reliable option, like our flocked picks from Costco. For timing reasons, we need to cut this article short. That's all the time available today. I hope you enjoyed listening to Wirecutter for Consumer. This is Nora signing off from the Talking Information Center. Thank you for listening.